This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO and European Union leaders Tuesday reinforced their commitment to providing Ukraine with military support to counter Russia's nearly one-year-old invasion, including providing advanced air defenses and other equipment. Speaking to reporters following the meeting, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the EU's commitment to Ukraine has not wavered.
The European Union will keep doing everything in its power to support the brave people of Ukraine. We will keep the pressure on the Kremlin for as long as it takes with a biting sanctions regime. We will extend these sanctions to those who militarily support Russia's war, such as Belarus or Iran. And we will be coming forward with new sanctions on Belarus, answering their Belarus' role in this Russian war in Ukraine.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg joined von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel Tuesday in signing a joint declaration on EU-NATO cooperation. A U.S. military official confirmed to VOA Tuesday the U.S. will start training Ukrainian forces on the use of Patriot missiles at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, later this month. The U.S. official said they'll train about 100 Ukrainian troops, enough to sustain a Patriot missile battery. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has met with the Prime Minister of Poland and some of his cabinet members to discuss security measures amid the war in neighboring Ukraine, including Kyiv's request for delivery of Western-made heavy battle tanks. A national security official said after the meeting Monday that decisions were taken regarding further support for Ukraine, but he did not elaborate. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met Tuesday for a series of talks on migration, trade, and climate change. During a bilateral meeting with the Canadian Prime Minister, President Biden says the U.S., Canada, and Mexico can accomplish great things together.
What we should be doing, and we are doing, is demonstrating the unlimited economic potential that we have when we work together and in the hemisphere, and to help the entire hemisphere.
UN human rights officials said Tuesday Iran's government has weaponized the death penalty to strike fear into the population and stamp out dissent, saying the executions there amounted to state-sanctioned killing. Speaking to reporters at a news conference in Geneva, UN human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani quoted UN High Commissioner Volker Turk.
Criminal proceedings and the death penalty are being weaponized by the Iranian government to punish individuals participating in protests and to strike fear into the population to stamp out dissent in violation of international human rights law.
Iran hanged two men Saturday for allegedly killing a member of the security forces during a nationwide protest, and more have since been sentenced to death. The UN Human Rights Office in a statement said it had received information two further executions are imminent. The World Health Organization's European Regional Office said Tuesday countries should consider recommending passengers wear masks on long-haul flights to counter the latest Omicron subvariant of COVID-19, given its rapid spread in the United States. Speaking to reporters at a briefing from regional headquarters in Copenhagen, European Regional Director Hans Klug said the ongoing surge in China is not anticipated to significantly impact the COVID-19 situation in Europe, but he warned against complacency.
We share the current view of the European Center for Disease Control, ECDC, that the ongoing surge in China is not anticipated to significantly impact the COVID-19 epidemiological situation in the WHO European region at this time.
China is battling a nationwide outbreak of the coronavirus after abruptly easing restrictions last month. U.S. climate scientists said Tuesday 18 severe weather events hit the United States in 2022, costing the nation more than $165 billion. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, said 2022 was the third wildest year on record for extreme storms in the U.S. The agency reports 474 deaths from severe weather during the year. Hurricane Ian, the costly western drought, and a pre-Christmas storm pushed 2022 U.S. storm damages to the highest point since 2017. Reporting from Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This